This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Names of a total of 2,89,00,000 voters have been excluded in the draft electoral roll for Uttar Pradesh released by the Election Commission after the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise in the state. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow yesterday, Uttar Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said, out of over 15,44,00,000 voters, the names of more than 12,55,00,000 people have been retained in the draft electoral roll. He said the poll panel did not receive the signed forms of 2,89,00,000 voters, which is 18.70% of people in the existing voter list. Of these, 2.17 crore have moved and names of 25,47,000 were registered in more than one place. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday launched Mega Skilling Program to provide artificial intelligence AI knowledge to 10 lakh youth across the country within a year. Mr. Vaishnav launched the program while virtually addressing the Rajasthan Regional AI Impact Summit in Jaipur. He said AI is emerging as a transformative force across the sectors.
भारत की आईटी इंडस्ट्री एक बहुत बड़ी ताकत है हमारी
इंडियाज आईटी इंडस्ट्री इज अ वेरी बिग स्ट्रेंथ फॉर अस इन सच सिनेरियो प्रिपेयरिंग दिस आईटी इंडस्ट्री फॉर अ न्यू एरा एंड प्रिपेयरिंग आवर स्टूडेंट्स फॉर दिस इंडस्ट्री इज अ मिशन अंडर दिस इनिशिएटिव ए प्रोग्राम टू ट्रेन 10 लाख यूथ्स इन एआई स्किल हैज बीन लॉन्च्ड टुडे इट विल बी कम्प्लीटेड विद इन अ ईयर
आगामी एक वर्ष के अंदर अंदर इस गोल को पूरा किया जाएगा
India is poised to boost jobs, farmer incomes and exports due to its surplus agricultural production, strong manufacturing base and young skilled workforce. Speaking at the inauguration of Indus Food Manufacturing 2026 and Food Tech 4.0 in New Delhi, Ministry of Food Processing Industries Secretary Avinash Joshi said, the country has a unique opportunity to expand food processing through value addition, quality enhancement and technology adoption. Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has stated that Rabi crops have been sown over 634,00,000 hectare area as of the 2nd of this month. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has said that Rabi crops have recorded robust growth, increasing the total area to 16,00,000 hectares over the last year. Wheat was sown over 312,00,000 hectare area, while rice was sown over 42,00,000 hectare area. Further, pulses have been sown over 140,00,000 hectare area compared to 130,00,000 hectare area during the corresponding period of last year. Indian Railways has electrified about 99.2% of its network by November last year, making it one of the world's most extensively electrified rail systems. With 99.2% of India's around 70,000 route kilometer broad gauge network already electrified, Indian Railway stands on the threshold of complete electrification, marking a transformative achievement. Indian Railways also expanded its solar power capacity to 898 megawatt till last November, up from 3.68 megawatt in 2014. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will embark on a two-day visit to Brussels from tomorrow. Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the visit underscores the intensifying diplomatic and technical engagements between New Delhi and Brussels, signaling a decisive push towards concluding the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will hold high-level dialogues with European Union Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Marco Sefcovic. India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will face Hong Kong's Lee Chiuk Yu in the second round of the men's singles at the Malaysia Open Super 750 badminton tournament in Kuala Lumpur today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.